When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. So you survived tax day last month, but what will you do differently in 2018 with your finances? In the U.S., we often think about only the here and now. We dream rather than plan for the future, but take a lesson by looking back. True grit was born out of the Great Depression. The enduring folks who remember those desperate and sparse days have tried for decades to impart prudent wisdom to generations that followed. But have we heeded their advice or their example? Whether you are stubborn and selfish or just careless on matters of money, it's time to get smarter, for wisdom is found in those who take advice. Your deliverance begins with Great Depression guidance. Now, Greg Cope, a blogger at Not Buying Anything, summarizes the Great Depression survivor's sentiments, saying that people who lived through the Depression often gained a new outlook on life. Generally, they avoid the self-indulgence and immediate gratification that comes from easy access to material things. Instead, they tend to focus on the important relationships in their lives, like with their families and community. Listen up. Here's some more sensible and godly wisdom from the mouths of our own pre-World War II citizens. First, pay cash instead of adopting the credit mentality. Don't spend money you don't already have in your pocket. Two, don't make the rich richer by giving them your money. Don't pay someone else to provide something that you can learn to do or to make yourself. I've said this to my boys for years. Number three, cultivate traditional values of thrift and frugality. Only buy what you can't live without. Number four, avoid self-indulgence and self-gratification by immediate acquisition of possessions. Give yourself a good long waiting period before making purchases. Number five, do not gamble with your money. Stock market, real estate speculation, lotteries, get-rich-quick schemes. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It matters how much you save. Number six, work is the way to make money. Now, don't be afraid of honest, hard work. Now, there's a lost art this day. And number seven, ambition is overrated. It is enough to just enjoy and appreciate each day. Now, this blogger says many depression survivors realize that good could come from bad and meaning could come from tragedy. I agree. So whether you're enslaved to debt or economic hardship or worse, spiritual depravity, the wisdom of the ages is applicable. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It matters how much you save. And that goes for dollars and cents, as well as souls. It's really that simple. People who use common sense, common courtesy, and turn to Christ in time of crisis are best positioned to survive financial downturns or any frightening circumstance. I call it Great Depression deliverance. Now, what sage old advice have you received from a former generation? Click on the email address at the bottom of the Country Gal Corral page at westcentralmoinfo.com and pass it along to me so I can pass it along to others. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.